talked to Henry, he said everything came out right. There were some very sophisticated tensions there.
Yeah.
Nobody ever got to find out the sentiment. They were so subtle that only the sophisticated understand what they were.
But they didn't know us. Henry always over worried, so if he is worried, yeah.
No. Well, he helped that.
Yeah. Good. Very good. We got kind of interesting the range of these things. A couple, another black gal, the head of the National Association of Negro Business Professionals, hit the drug thing again. I think that's going to have some effect.
You may have got that across.
Well, you got to keep saying it, but I think we got it. You know, we scored a point on it.
Well, we're going to get it after the meeting with Laird.
Right. She made the point that she was particularly pleased on the employing and upgrading women and on the drug problem, and that Vietnam left her more optimistic on the war. Old Clarence Towns was ecstatic, thought you were getting better with each appearance. Rumsfeld, it's interesting, says, I swear I believe there was a conspiracy among the press tonight to paint the president in a corner on the subject of the demonstration.
It worries Rumsfeld, of course, but not me. He doesn't realize that's what I wanted.
No, it didn't worry, but he's talking about that there was a conspiracy on it.
Well, there was.
Well,
there was.
Except, as Ron points out, which is kind of interesting, that the questioners were Rather and Deacon, who would be against us, and the other two were Boyd and Sir Horace,
yeah,
who would be with us.
I know. They all worry about that.
So they're, you know, they aren't, that isn't,
but
those
helped,
four aren't the group that would.
But on the other hand, it helped their credibility. So
oh, sure.
You know, one thing we ought to get across about is the number of questions. 21 and 28. Hell of a lot.
Darn right. Rummy says you really looked good, looked natural and at ease. But the China answer was excellent.
I liked a little business about it. Cannon, you know, that's an old Kennedy used too, the marvelous proverb.
One step.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.
Yeah, it is good. Rummy made the point, that Ron ought to be briefed on the legality question that we didn't get through clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is a hang up there, why people were arrested, not held, because he's afraid that the impression comes through that they weren't held because they were in fact not guilty, which of course isn't the case.
Well, get Mitchell to get
so
Bob, let's see.
It doesn't make that much difference.
Let me tell you what happened. We arrested a hell of a lot of people. In a strictly legal sense, it was not legal.
That's right.
But we had to do it. Now that's all there is to it, and we'll do it again. And that, because keeping this government going is more important than screwing around. Because nobody was thrown in the can, and nobody's kept in the can. They're all released. So what are they screaming about?
Yeah.
And don't worry about this little technical legal question.
Right.
If somebody were in jail, that's different. Nobody's in jail.
Right. Mel Laird says this may have been the best one you've done yet. Certainly one of the best. He was surprised there was so little emphasis on Vietnam and so much on the May Day demonstrations. But he liked it.
Yeah,
very much. Jim Haggerty said he particularly was particularly impressed with the questions on the police the answers on the police disorders. His next point was the answer to the question on China, and he was amazed it was number 18. And his third thing he was impressed with was Vietnam in terms of the logic and in terms of the quick answer to Sarah McClendon, which he liked.
You know, that wasn't the goods, but
the people.
The men.
The people I care about. That gave you a great chance to twist that.
Don't you think that was pretty good?
I sure do. Because you could have gotten into a big long
I want to get the men home. I don't want
stupid stuff about shipping telephone poles home, and who the hell cares? Haggerty says, I was impressed personally with the crispness of the answers and ability to handle things on a comprehensive basis, again ranging from the ILO to law and order. Klosky's answer was both brilliant and unusual.
Oh.
Said political.
Well, of course, I had planned that long. Press conference is not a proper forum. Comment on political matters, and I wasn't going to comment. You like that?
Klein makes the point. He says, I think you'll find the reporters congratulating themselves on the follow-up, and if so, he intends to follow up by pointing out
had the same opportunity.
No, we don't plan it.
It's up to them to do it.
Yeah.
Red Blunt says, I thought the reporters performed poorly. They are usually bad, but this time they were worse.
Good old Red.
Rog Morton says, I wish the press would cover a broader spectrum. The president does so well, it's a damn shame the American public can't hear what he has to say about revenue sharing and some of the other issues.
Bob, have you ever noticed a question for us ever on revenue sharing?
Never.
On the environment, on reorganization, we haven't had one. Which indicates to me that, well,
yeah. We get some of these from public officials around the country. The county commissioner in Mecklenburg County in North Carolina says he agreed with your statement on marijuana was his first point. Got into the China thing. He's not very keen on that, but he isn't very informed, so he'll support the president. He agrees with the president on the discussion of the May Day issues, and he agreed on civil rights. He said it's a very big issue in his area, and he doesn't blame the president, but people there are unhappy because of the Justice Department.
Well, I thought taking on Hesburgh,
darn right,
questioning,
and that's why he said he was pretty unsure on
our sincerity. I mean, I don't question their sincerity. They shouldn't question ours. Do you agree?
There's the county supervisor, St. Louis, thought the president was magnificent, more warmth, more color, and better delivery than any of his other press conferences. Command.
Who is this? What's his name?
St. Louis, Lawrence Roos.
Oh, Larry Roos. He's liberal.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Good man.
I didn't know you knew.
Man for government.
He thought the command of the subject was practically flawless. He prefers the president using the podium as he did tonight.
You know, that podium is a hell of a help.
I'll bet it is.
Well, I can lean on it. Yeah. I can wipe my face when I want.
Yeah. He says he felt the president avoided the tendency he sometimes has to smile and freeze. He felt he was much more relaxed and his smile came across much more naturally.
Wasn't much chance to smile tonight.
No. Mayor Dyke of Madison, Wisconsin says,
he's a television fellow.
The president made a good appearance, seemed at all times in command. Length of replies was good. However, he suggests that he preface some of the responses with the idea that he'd like to give some background to his response. He thought the responses to the May Day questions were particularly good.
Mm.
He thought the press's question regarding Vietnam indicated they didn't give a damn about Vietnam or his answers. Suggested some future response indicate we don't want another Vietnam in the Middle East. He suggested that the president looking directly into the camera and talking over the reporters to the television audience did not come across well.
He doesn't like that. What most people do is
sure. And Bill Connors, county executive in Delaware, says he was impressed with the point on the morality of our involvement in Vietnam. The POW question was good. Encouraged by the discussion of efforts to normalize relations with China.
On the POW, pointing out the fact that Johnson stopped the bombing. He just discussed that we're not going to do that.
Yeah. Yep. And we've got... The Wires don't have any clear-cut lead out of it. They're leading a whole series of leads. UPI, first lead is President Nixon declared Tuesday night he would go anywhere in the world if he thought it would lead to an agreement on nuclear arms limitations or a mutual troop production in Europe. And he said that Laird and Rogers have been consulting about the Soviet offer to negotiate on mutual reductions.
That was good for Laird and Rogers to point out that they were in the act.
Yep. Yep. Sure is. And second lead was President Nixon said Tuesday night he could not agree with the report of Civil Rights Commission, which accused his administration of retreating from earlier strong effects. Said that he felt it necessary to respectfully disagree with the unfair charge and other claims of commission declaration the nation is not yet morally committed. I do not think they should question sincerity. Got that quote. Then their third lead is President Nixon Tuesday night ruled out any agreement with North Vietnam for release of U.S. prisoners without assurances that action and not just discussions would follow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. The president hinted at a major change in the long-standing U.S. opposition to communist China's admission to the United Nations.
one clear-cut single lead. There's a number of... Our AP moved in urgent, saying the president said a significant change has taken place among UN members on proposals in Madrid, China, and he said the U.S. in about 6 weeks will announce a position. We'll take... That gave him the perspective. 6 weeks.
We don't want to win out that chance.
Right. Got that. The business about whether you look at the camera is interesting. Pat and the girls both thought that I should do it more. I'm inclined to think they're right. That's what the people like. I want to look at it again because I try to make notes as I go so I don't get a feel of it. I want to run it again and get a feel of it.
You're looking at the dot and the die. Angle shot. You're looking at the camera. You're looking right into the eyes of the people that love you. Real life. Incredibly difficult. I think that's a good answer. That's an easy question for us because we're going to end the war.
Yeah. When you're talking, giving an answer like that, it seems to me you really should look right into the camera. Because you're talking to the people and not to the reporter. If you're doing some silly thing like Sarah McClendon's telephone poll, you'd be going to toss it away to her. Sort of like the political answer. Because there you're really talking to the press.
I may be thinking of the press more than I'm thinking of the people.
Yeah.
But you can take a look at that.
If I can use that device more, give me a better shot. Yes, generally.
I do.
I think
it does.
What I may be getting to, too, though, is you miss, if you do that, you miss a little bit of the flavor of being present at an event. It becomes more like a presidential speech or something where you're just talking to the folks, where this way you're bouncing the ball back and forth in the court there.
Others.
Bunch of
them. I sure think, though, that we can play right on.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
I would move around.
Definitely. I think you ought to always have it there. The next thing we ought to look at, and you ought to think about a little bit, is whether that podium is exactly the way you want it. Whether it ought to be a little higher or a little wider or anything, you might as well get it just precisely right.
Why don't you all look that over?
It's really what's the most comfortable for you.
Also what looks best for folks.
Yep. Well, I've wondered, for instance, if it's black all the way around there, whether that really looks the best or whether it would look better if it was wood finish or blue or something else.
I don't know.
Well, no, I get back to the fact that I'm glad they asked all those questions.
We know
folks are on our side. You've got a chance to... Well, we know our problem in that damn poll. Getting the law and order position and the dope position over. Boy, you got a chance to swing it both up.
We hit the dope position.
Darn good.
Yep.
Four-point program.
Information.
Supply. Yeah, supply. Supply, addicts, pushers.
Punish them with pushers.
And information.
Massive information. Being against the marijuana thing has only been done, has not been done on paper.
Oh,
just
did that at San Clemente.
That's right.
This bike did it at the National Tour.
I mean, awfully good.
Get a chance.
Like, in moral or social ground, dude.
Isn't something, though, Old Raj is right. You don't ask anything about revenue sharing, parks, environment. Oh, God, nothing to do with those kind of boxes.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Anybody else interested?
No, that's...
It's probably all we do. That's all we do. The real question is how often should we do this? It's a hell of a workout. I'm inclined to think that once every 3 weeks.
I think your 3 week thing is a good pattern.
And so you don't do it too much.
Not generally, no. Maybe at a point where it becomes too much for some people. And it kind of depends on other things too.
Yeah. Well, okay.